Hey there, it's Jason Pfeiffer, and I have exciting news to share with you. This podcast is getting a new name. I know. From its birth in 2016 to when I am recording this in January of 2021, this show has been called Pessimists Archive. But starting now, it is called Build for Tomorrow. And I know what you're thinking.
Why did you do that, Karen? Oh my God.
I guess I am Karen from Goodfellas in this situation. Anyway, yes, I get it. Why change the name? Change is hard. Maybe you liked the old name. I liked the old name too, for a while. But here's the simple truth of it. The name Pessimist Archive had stopped representing what this show became. I began this podcast in 2016 with a very narrow focus, looking back at why people of the past resisted things that today we take for granted, like the Walkman, bicycles, coffee, umbrellas, and more. The name was a literal representation of what we covered. It was an archive of pessimists, a binder full of pessimists, if you will. The name originated with a Twitter feed called Pessimist Archive. And by the way, that Twitter feed is not changing its name. It is still called Pessimist Archive, and it is operated by my friend Louis and shares all sorts of funny pessimism throughout history. But the podcast, well, the podcast has evolved, not just in the stories that it tells, but in the mission and the impact that it has on you, the listener. People started telling me that the show made them feel more open to change now. It forced them to question their own knee-jerk reactions to new things, and it helped them feel more resilient about the future. It challenged this terrible narrative that we hear so often about how everything is downhill and tech is destroying humanity and all the things that make people feel hopeless. I realized I was not just making a history show here. I was making a show about the things that make us who we are today and what they can teach us about how we can shape tomorrow. And this was exciting. Pessimist Archive was a show that created optimists. But then I started hearing a problem. Longtime listeners would tell me that they would send the show to friends and the friends would refuse to listen to the show. People who think of themselves as optimists, people who want to shape the future, well, these people would hear about a podcast called Pessimists Archive and they would say, sounds like a bummer. Sounds like a bunch of pessimists. And it dawned on me, this show, which celebrates change, was going to have to change. And this is where the name Build for Tomorrow comes from. I wanted a name that says, look, our mission is to build for tomorrow, not for yesterday. We seek to understand how change happens and how to find opportunity in it and what it takes to move forward. Of course, I am still going to dive into the interesting and amusing history of specific innovations, like a recent episode on why the fork was once hated and how it finally found a place at our table and what it can tell us about our sense of individualism. But if you've been listening for a while, you have already seen an expansion. Recent episode subjects include all the good that can come from a pandemic and why people hate being told what to do and how to change their behavior anyway, and even an episode about how and why to communicate with the future. I've also made episodes that push back on the myths and false stories we tell ourselves about change, like a recent one about whether we actually lose skills because of technology. The answer, by the way, is that's not how skills work. And another one about why fears of technology keep repeating across time. And now I would love, love, love if you helped get this optimistic message out more so we can create more optimists together. Here are a couple of things to do. Number one, I have a Build for Tomorrow newsletter. You can sign up for it by going to jasonpfeiffer.com. That is Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Pfeiffer, F as in Frank, E-I, F as in Frank, E-R.com. It'll give you a regular dose of ways to think differently about change and to see opportunity in it. And then thing number two, think about your most optimistic friends or people who could really use a dose of optimism, and then please tell them about this show. If they need a little push, like if they need some encouragement to listen, send me a DM or something on social media. I will reply. I will reach out to them myself if you would like me to. I am at your disposal. On Instagram or Twitter, I am at Hey Pfeiffer, H-E-Y-F-E-I-F-E-R. By the way, I'll put all that in the show notes. And number three, stay tuned, because I have a couple other big announcements related to Build for Tomorrow that are coming, but I can't say them just yet. Soon. So look, Whether you found this show like right now or have been listening for years, I want to thank you. Thank you for your support. Making this show is like one of the most favorite things I've ever done, and I am honored for it to reach you. Welcome to the new era of Build for Tomorrow. There's lots more to come in the many, many tomorrows to come.